the many who think that the coming of Mashiach has nothing to do with real life. It doesn't impact or change the way we would observe Torah mitzvahs in a daily fashion. They're wrong. Consider this. The Torah in Parshas Naso, that's Chumash Bamidbar, the book of Numbers, in the beginning of the sixth chapter, speaks to us about the possibility of a person who feels that he or she needs to better control their consumption of alcohol. The Torah states that such a person could utter what we call a Nazirite vow. And if they do so for the sake of Hashem, which means to become a more godly person, it's considered to be an act of sublime holiness and devotion to the Creator. The Torah says that a person like this is no longer allowed to consume wine. He's not allowed to eat anything that comes from the grape. And finally, he cannot cut his hair or come in contact with the dead. The notion that the Nazirite vow has a whole slew of special offerings and Beis HaMikdash services attached to it doesn't mean that you can't be a Nazir in today's day and age. In fact, the halacha is that if somebody becomes a Nazir today, he remains a Nazir Olam. He has to be a Nazirite for posterity, keeping all of these laws until the day Mashiach comes. Furthermore, if somebody were to make the vow that I would be a Nazir, and he does so conditionally, saying, Hareini Nazir, b'yom sheben David ba, I will be a Nazirite, but the commencement of my observance is when Mashiach comes. The halacha is very clear. Based on the Gemara in Masechet Eruvin, the halacha remains that that person becomes a Nazir immediately. The Gemara in Masechet Eruvin queries, does not Elio have to come before? And if Mashiach can't come, why should the person's Nazirus start today? After all, we'll always have warning. And the Gemara says, Halei Asa Elio Me Esmal, and the Gemara's response is, Amrinan LeBezdin HaGadol Asa. He came to the proverbial Sanhedrin, which will reconvene in Sanhedrin. Really, if you think about it, what the Gemara seems to be telling us is that it's possible for Elio HaNavi to come and to convey his message in some secret of fashion that we wouldn't know about. And in fact, any and every day is the perfect day for Mashiach to come. That's not a theory. That's a halacha that governs our real-time observance of Torah and mitzvahs in today's day and age. May he finally come today. Amen.